or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
By the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. Listen to what the Amplified says. He says, I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. And I know his commands lead to eternal life, so I say whatever the Father tells me to say. That's New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, look at these scriptures right here. Exodus 4:12, I'm just going to read these here. He says, now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you should say. Now this is what God's telling a man of God. He said, go, I'll be with your mouth. I'm going to teach you what you should say. Numbers 23:5, and the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return to Balak, and thus shalt thou speak. So that tells me, I'm just highlighting these scriptures to you, just to encourage you and to strengthen your faith that God can put a word in your mouth. He told Jeremiah that, I'm going to put my word in your mouth. Jeremiah 1:9 and 12 says, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God performs the word that he gives you to say when you speak it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 59:21 says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Not only should you be speaking the word, but you should teach your children how to speak the word, and your children's children. Grandparents, you got assignment. Your life ain't over just because you got some age. You're supposed to be teaching them children how to speak the word. Well, I done raised my children. You know, you got them grandchildren. Them great-grandchildren. That's the reason why you still here. That's part of it. That may not be all of it, but that's part of it because God wants you to impart what you've learned. You done lived all these years on earth. You ought to have some wisdom, a treasure chest of wisdom that you can pull out any situation and say, now, baby, let me tell you this here. This is what the word of the Lord say. Say this over your situation. God giving you what to say to your grandchildren. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 22:17-18 says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart to my knowledge, for it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy mouth. If you will pay attention to the word, and have ears to hear what God is saying, and I mean, give God's word some attention, then God in turn will take that word that you've been meditating on and form it and fit it in your mouth for your situation. God will even put natural words in your mouth. You ain't got to always be quoting scripture. I can remember times that God put words in my mouth. Even before I got saved. After I got saved, words that he put in my mouth to say. And I didn't know that God had given me those words, but he gave me words that set a course in my life, set a direction and a path forward. When I was in college, I was a sophomore, an engineering student, and General Motors came to the campus. I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know nothing about them coming or anything. I just happened to be with another guy named Greg Harrell. And he said, I need to go by and see Mr. Graham. He was over all the co-op at Southern for the engineers. He said, I need to go see Mr. Graham. Mr. Graham got something he wanted, some information he needed to give me. I said, okay, I'm going to go with you. So I'm standing there, and I'm not even in the conversation. I'm standing off to the side while he's talking to Mr. Graham, because Mr. Graham know me. We're all in taking his classes and stuff. And then he looked at me. He said, Mr. Tejada, that's what he's called me. He said, Mr. Tejada, he said, you won't go to this dinner with General Motors? I said, well, yeah, it's free, huh? It's a meal. Yeah, I'll go. I wasn't even thinking about no job. I'm thinking about fancy restaurant in Baton Rouge, Ralph and Cuckoo's, free. Yeah, I'll go. So I went, got on the interview schedule. Next day, I went in there that morning, and before I even sat down in the chair good, the man said, listen, I'd already got my engineer. I met somebody that interviewed earlier than you, and I'd already offered them the job. I only came to Southern to get one. He said, but I got a little time here. If you ain't got nothing to do, we can sit here and just talk, you know, got 30 minutes. So we just sit there and start having a conversation. Then that man asked me a question. He said, what do you like about your engineering classes? And I thought for a minute, I said, boy, I just love them design classes. When I said that, I rocked his world. His eyes got big. You like design? I said, yes, sir. He said, boy, we need some help in that area. He said, you like design? I said, why you like design? And I gave him a few reasons why I like my design classes. He says, they'll telephone round. I said, yeah, the assistant dean right round the hall. I said, come on, I'll help you find a phone. Man made a phone call, and I'm listening to him. He said, listen, I know I didn't come down here to Southern and get but one, but I found another one. Can I bring two with me? My whole life changed. Because I said one word, design. I didn't know that man, but that's what he was looking for. He offered me a job on the spot. I was known as what they call a GM scholar. I got scholarship money, too. Gave me a scholarship to come work up there in the summertime. Then he gave me a guaranteed job plus scholarship money and making good money for a college student, over $2,000 a month. 30 years ago. Got on the phone that afternoon and said, Mama, I got offered a job in Detroit. She said, oh, Lord. It's the same thing I said. You know, Detroit back then was known as the murder capital of the United States. And a lot of murders up there and stuff. And then God moved on her heart. She said, well, you got to go where opportunity knocks. God opened the door for you. I guess you got to go. And there I was. Just going with a guy one day that asked me to come with him. And there I am, a couple of months later, two or three months later, there I am, going to Detroit. Spent two summers up there. I could go on and on about the power of words, and I'm going to say not just any old words, but the power of faith-filled words. And I define faith-filled words as words that have been spoken to you by God. Hallelujah. Boy, I thank God for it. Now, that was the introduction. Now, I told you I had a short lesson for you. Joshua 1:8, everybody know it. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt what? Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Before the word can be in your mouth, it must be in your ears and in your thoughts. If you're not hearing the word on a regular basis, then you limit the opportunity for God to really minister something great to you. Because he could be speaking to you and you just don't have ears to hear. Because the scriptures say, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. That means everybody not listening. Everybody don't have ears that hear. Sometimes God can be talking to people and they just turn him a deaf ear and say, I ain't doing that. Mm-mm. That ain't what I want. Hey, that ain't what I want. That ain't my will. No, I ain't doing it. You can accept God's will or reject God's will. But if you say, God, open my ears to hear and I'm going to listen. And Lord, what you tell me, I'm going to say. And what I see you doing, the images that you plant in my heart, in my imagination, I see myself doing something because that's the image that you're giving me in my heart. I'm going to go follow it out. I'm going to act on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just going to say what he says. Do what I see him doing. That's what I want to do. Amen. And that's what I want us to do. Amen. Now, Exodus 15. Turn over there. Exodus 15, verse 25 and 26. I want to show you something here. And he cried unto the Lord, talking about Moses. And Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Now, let me back up a little bit. Let me go back and read some of this. Verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. So they traveled in 3 days in the wilderness with no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? What are we going to do? We've been 3 days in this desert. There ain't no water out here. What are we going to do? There was water there, but the water was bitter. That means that the water was bad. It was not drinkable. And look at what happened. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Guess what that tree was? The cross. God showed Moses Jesus in the wilderness. He showed him a tree, a cross. He showed him Jesus. And then look at what he says. Look what happened. And he showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Notice here that tree that represents Calvary, it represents the cross. It represents what Jesus did. He took all the bitterness out of life. Just took it. Just took everything that don't produce life and made it sweet. God can take the bitterness out of your life, and he's actually done that through the cross of Jesus Christ so that your life can be sweet.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Here on the battleground, for your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the media ministries of Kingdom First Ministries of Bossier City, Louisiana, with Minister Catherine Young. Listen now to a word in season from Minister Catherine Young from a message already in progress.
Increase the attack to try to wear us out. That's what the Bible says clear. So us that have we been saved. So this joke like she been saved, been doing good too long. Here come. He gonna come. And when he come, are we gonna reflect God's glory? Now, when the enemy come, he ain't gonna come in that tail and them horns coming out his head. He gonna come looking like Denzel. He gonna come looking like everything you imagine. She gonna come looking like she holy. She could prophesy. She could tell you where you lost your money and your house. All right. They gonna come. And because you don't have that relationship where God sits in that prayer closet and he talks to you and he tells you, daughter, don't go there. Daughter, watch him. Daughter, don't go over there, cause you and God's he funny, cause he don't tell you everything. When you're a baby, God would tell you everything. Go to the third street, turn right, there'll be a red car. Don't do that. Don't go right there, cause if you put your money there, it's gonna get lost. Don't do that. But when you mature, are you supposed to mature? He started speaking words. Stop. And you be like, what, Lord? One word. He be like, stop. And you be like, stop what? But instead of us cautioning and say, God is speaking, okay, I got to pay attention. And he does that as we grow. Because the reason why you don't hear God like you used to is because you're growing. And then it becomes a trust issue. You understand what I'm saying? So he's not speaking like he used to speak to. You used to hear him all the time in the grocery store. Don't buy that because that's on sale at Kroger's. See, folks don't act like God don't tell us about the little things. God will talk to you about everything. This true story. One time I was sitting in the mirror and I was looking at my face full of bumps. And I'm like, Lord, what is going on in my face? Just break it out. And I wasn't a teenager. This is full adult, well into my 40s. No, about my 30s. And just as clear as a bell, the Holy Spirit say, Pepsi. True story. True story. And so what I did was, instead of just saying, okay, Lord, what is going on with our Pepsi? I say, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to stop drinking my Pepsi because I love it. You will not have my Pepsi. You's a liar, devil. Face full of bum. Holy Ghost say, you know what? You don't drink no water. That's all you drink is soda. See, God tell us about the things that will affect us. Start drinking water. And I say, God, if you deliver me from that Pepsi, I promise you, Master, you ain't got to worry about it no more. And I'm talking about Pepsis where I would go to the grocery store and buy them by the cases. So every time you talk to me, I had a Pepsi in my hand like this. Like most of you have a cigarette. You see how quiet it got in here? Or some of us have them pills, Xanax, and I ain't saying you only take them. Some of us need a little help till God get us to that glory. We need that little Xanax, little, I did it myself. But once you get to a point, God start telling you, and do not get off your medicine until God tell you. Let me stop that. Because God will start freeing you. He'll start freeing you. But then you'll be like, this mess of the devil, I quit in the name of Jesus. And then we got to go to Brentwood to see you. Because, see, some people ain't got that much faith yet to take them to that place. So that's why God give us the, I'm in this house, this ain't even in my nose. So God give us those pharmaceutical drugs to help us, but not to get dependent on them. You understand what I'm saying? So I would buy these Pepsis. I would sit up there and I would just drink Pepsi, be talking to folks, back hurting, kidneys hurting, everything hurt. I rebuke you, say you will not have my body in the name of Jesus. This body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Say you killing yourself. Why are you praying for healing and you don't do nothing outside? See, that's why I was talking about this balance thing. Because see, we done got off balance. You think you could go to like our place here, Southern Classic? You think you can go to Ryan's and Golden Corral Buffet every week and eat like a pig? I rebuke calories in the name of Jesus. This body is a temple of the Most High. I will not gain weight. I rebuke weight coming. That's foolishness. I'm almost over. It's down here from here. We got to learn some common sense. We take their word. We go write checks. We ain't got money in the bank. And then when you're on the mugshot, and see my girls in here from Faith Baptist Church, y'all give them a shout out. See, that's my home. Yeah. Alexandria, Louisiana, in the house. You see what I'm saying? But you in the town talk like this. Oh, Lord. what they say when you wrote them checks that you ain't got no money for? Insufficient funds. And the whole way out the jailhouse when everybody done paid your bond, that ain't nothing but the devil. That's the devil. No, you ain't got no money. You can't believe God he gonna put that check through. That is called going to jail. That's where we at. We gotta reflect his glory. When people see us, they got to see Jesus. They have to see Jesus. Like last night, we had the play, the little skit. You could feel offense in there. People, this ain't the place for the church. See, I got quiet because y'all was offended. Well, if they don't like what I got on their mind, need to be on Jesus anyway. Why are they paying attention to what I got on? Their minds need to be on King Jesus. But soon as somebody touch you, oh, they touch me. They touch me. Soon as a man stares you, oh, he full of lust. Baby, I look at you, if you walk in here and your behind is from here to here, you built up real good. That is what the Bible says. You don't cause your brother to be a son. Everything, you can do everything. Paul said, I can do all things, but I don't do them all. So we get offended when people give us the truth because we are so used to sugar water. The first thing we do, we go to 7-Eleven or whatever these fast convenience stores now, and we need to get a bottle of water. But what we do is we go for the sugar drinks. Because the sugar drink is what make us feel good. So when anybody step on our toes just a little bit and apply a little pressure, we all uptight. We all uptight. And the only thing the church is trying to do is stop to help people from talking about you. Because you look a mess. Because these sisters, y'all, we know how to talk about another sister. And it ain't right. Whole as you is, we talks about each other. I know I'm in the house because when I'm in the house, let me tell y'all, let me give you in the house 101. When the Holy Ghost is in the house, you will have some cheer. Yes, amen. Preach it, sister, like my front row here. And then you'll have some amen. Yes, amen, like this section right here. And then you'll have some people, they'll be like, and then you'll have people just crying. And you know why? Because I'm in the house. I'm talking about you. So what you saying is you like, oh, Lord, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to look because I don't want to see me. So what we do is we get quiet when we should be saying, oh, free me, Lord. Oh, preach. Because you're talking about me. Like the old folks say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. For looking at that religion, come on out. You see what I'm saying? But see, that's why God loves us. God says if he don't discipline us, that you're not his son, but you're a bastard. But see, that ain't a bad word, that's Bible. And it's King James Version. All right. So if God don't correct us, that means you ain't his. But if he correct us, he send the word to you, he is saying something. So what we need to do is listen to what God is saying. And it might hurt us, but we have to go to our closet. You say, you know what? I heard Pastor Kathy say this today, Lord, and I laughed with the rest of the ladies. But Lord, she was talking about me. See, when you done been through some things in your life, shame don't know my name. You see me? When you done been through some stuff in your life, you know what? You don't care no more. You see? Some of them cheering and grandchildren work the pride right on out you. Well, work the pride. You was proud in her prepare and her Martine and her prepare. You be like, mm-hmm. Life will work the pride right on out you. Some of us are so bound, so religious. We're not free. So then we don't reflect his glory. And nobody can see the Jesus in you. Nobody. Everywhere you go, you uptight. I can't hug you or love on you and tell you, girl, you know you super bad. You looking fly. All right, then, this old dress here. Because you got an image problem. Now, God.
Anoint my feet, send your angels raining down here on the battleground for your glory. We're taking
Minister Young. Hope you were blessed by this in season word. You may contact Minister Young at 318-286-0881 or write Minister Young at Kingdom First Ministries LLC, Post Office Box 72011, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71172-2011. Or email her at queen, that's QUEENISASERVANT, at gmail.com. Also, Minister Young's is an author of a best-selling book, Women of War. This book taught the body of Christ how to live a victorious life through a study of the Word. If you desire a copy of this book, you may phone Minister Young at 318-286-0881. Again, listen to Minister Young at this same time next week. And until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.
Anoint.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1.